It's his day for a big speech at the Conservative Party conference, but former Prime Minister Liz Truss has been stealing some of the limelight. There were queues to hear her call for tax cuts at a side event. Jeremy Hunt says now is not the time to do that.
Conservatives will always protect public services, but we're also honest about the taxes that pay for them. After a once-in-a-century pandemic and the biggest energy crisis in a generation, the level of tax is too high.
It's understood Russell Brown's being investigated by a second police force following accusations of sexual misconduct. Thames Valley Police says it's looking into a complaint of harassment and stalking. Former President Donald Trump has arrived at a court in New York to face fraud allegations. He's accused of inflating the value of his assets to secure better loan terms. A man's pleaded guilty after mocking the death of football mascot Bradley Lowry. 31-year-old Dale Houghton admitted a public order offence during a match on Friday. Bradley was a mascot for Sunderland before his death in 2017. Our reporter Inzaman Rashid is at Sheffield Magistrates, where a letter from the boy's mother was read out.
She said that it made her feel so many emotions. She said, "I find it hard to put into words. It wasn't just disrespectful to Bradley, but also to other people as well. There was so much emotional trauma to other children."
Households in England and Wales could see their annual water bills rise as companies look to fund a five-year upgrade plan. It could see bills go up by around £156 a year. And sport, Manchester United manager Erik ten Hag has confirmed that Antony could be selected for tomorrow's Champions League match. He's been questioned by police over allegations of assault, which he denies. That's the latest. I'm Victoria Lawrence.
Thanks, Victoria.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this afternoon, we're seeing largely cloudy conditions and a few spells of rain at times. These may become largely thundery in places, but this evening we'll see a further heavy thundery downpours. Oh dear. But it will turn drier for a time overnight, yay, with a brief clear spells forming. Light rain arriving through the early hours though, with highs of 22 and overnight lows of 12. And the sun sets at, hang on, at 6:35 tonight.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello! Oh, Scott, thank you for another brilliant 2 hours at a 1-2-3. Always love listening to you on my way into work. And I can't wait to listen to you again tomorrow there as well, Scott. Yes, and I'm back. If you can tell, yes, I'm not Keith Rogers. A huge shout to Keith for looking after the chair last week for us, doing a marvellous job as always. But yes, I'm back and we're going to have lots of fun today. And guess the intro. And back it is, Phil Oakey's birthday. He's thinking, oh, who's Phil Oakey? I know that name. Yes, the Human League. So I thought it'd be lovely to start off with Fascination.
A little turn is needed. Decisions to be made. nurses were learned. On that day,
keep feeling fascination, passion. Turned until the sun went down, and many fantasies were learned on that day.
Deep feeling, fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling, fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Fascination, passion burning, love so strong. Keep feeling fascination, looking, learning, moving on. Keep feeling fascination, passion burning, love so strong.
Human League with Fascination here on Phoenix FM at 3:07 p.m. Now, here on Drive, you know I love to listen to you. It's your show anyway, so if you want a request, even if you want a request with me not even giving you a name shout, then that is fine. You can do that by radio at phoenixfm.com, or you can go to my Facebook and Insta at Joe Bailey Music, or even Twitter, or X as they're calling it now, at Joe Bailey Music 1. I can't keep up with it all. But here is Lady Gaga with Paparazzi.
Show what it is.
love that track from Katie for Kings. Yes, our local girl. Is it Chelmsford or Colchester? Oh, I can't remember. I know it begins with C, but I know. Oh, Katie, if you're listening, you'll have to let me know. Right, coming up in a second, we'll be hearing from Kate Bush. But first, let's have a bit of the adverts.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Looking for a new career? Want to improve your work-life balance by working locally? Come along to the free Brentwood Jobs Fair on Wednesday the 11th of October from 10am to 2:30pm at the Brentwood Centre. Speak face-to-face with over 40 local employers and training providers about job vacancies, apprenticeships and training courses across a wide range of sectors. To find out more and view the list of employers, please visit Brentwood Jobs Fair. eventbrite.co.uk.
Could you give the precious gift of time? Our St Francis Hospice charity shops urgently need more volunteers. By volunteering at our shops, you'll be helping us to make a real difference to local people that need our experienced care. You'll also gain new skills and make new friends along the way. Apply to volunteer in our shops today. Go to sfh.org.uk/volunteer.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut and Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.huttonspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
It's in the trees. It's coming.
When I was a child, running in the night, afraid. We'll be right back.
divine vocals of Kate Bush, Hounds of Love. We've only done 20 minutes. We're already playing superb songs. And I've got another one coming up for you now. Actually, an artist that we're going to be hearing from on Wednesday. Yes, this Wednesday. Probably around 4:30, we'll be hearing from Joby Fox. And it's a brand new single, Falling, as well. Love Joby, everything about him's been around for a while, knows his stuff, got a gorgeous voice as well. He's on our A-list as well at the moment. This one's called Falling, and I can't wait to interview him on Wednesday. Really lovely fella as well. So I will be speaking to Joby on Wednesday. So I can't wait to chat to him. Yeah, as I say, there's so much to chat. You know, it's one of those things where you can end up talking for hours, so you've got to be really careful. So I'm going to have to time myself. I might even need a timer. Right, now, coming up next, we do have the travel, but Delta Goodrum, another one from our A-list, back to your heart. I'll be waiting the other side.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So there's slow traffic on the A13 eastbound between Prince Regent's Lane and Lodge Avenue flyover. Travel time there is 10 minutes, and if you are going anywhere near Tower Bridge, expect delays at 5pm, 5:45 and at 8:10 tonight as the bridge will be opening. Now, A12 northbound, slow traffic between Junction 27, that's Spring Lane, and Junction 28 at Colchester United Football Club. M25, if you're on there, there's long delays and one lane closed due to a multi-vehicle accident. That's clockwise from Junction 25, Great Cambridge Road, to Junction 26, Waltham Abbey. Now, the congestion is to just after Junction 24 on the Potter's Bar. Chelmsford, White Hart Lane, eastbound, slow traffic between Essex Regiment Way and Colchester Road. Slow moving traffic also on Beddow Bypass, Van Diemen's Road and Beddow Road, B1009, towards, yes, the Army and Navy roundabout. Now, having a look over on the rail for you now, it is looking all okay on the rail. Yes, hang on, here we go. I knew there was going to be something. The C2C, reduced service on C2C at Fenchurch Street due to industrial action and affecting services across the whole of the network there. Now on the tube though, there's trains not stopping on the central line eastbound at West Acton due to a damage of platform edge. Underground station is still closed on the northern line at Kentish Town due to engineering works. Minor delays on Piccadilly line between Acton Town and Rainers Lane. Severe delays on the Victoria line between Warren Street and Victoria. And there's minor delays also now on the Elizabeth line between Abbey Wood and Reading and between Abbey Wood and Heathrow Terminal 4 due to earlier overhead line problems. And that's it from the travel from me. More updates in an hour.
Feel like I've lost control. These lonely days ever end.
I love that little bit at the end. Right, now we're going to have a couple of songs back to back here on Phoenix FM with me, Joe Bailey, on Drive in association with St Francis Hospice, doing more than you think. Now, we're going to the only number one in 1995 for Simply Red. Love the thought.
Even more so, wave your hands if you're not with a man. Can I kick it?
Yes, you can.
I got, you got, we got everybody. I got
got the gift, gonna stick it in the goal. It's time to move your body. Music for your masses, give no head, no backstage passes. Have a proper giggle, I'll be quite polite, but when I rock the mic, I rock the mic. You got no love and you're with the wrong man, it's time to move your body. If you can't get a girl but your best friend can, it's time to move your body.
Just about to sing then, realised that I've got the mic up. So, yeah, lucky for you, I just realised in time. Now, it's a weird subject, this. A lot of people don't like talking about it, but it has to be, right? It's one certain thing in life, and that is death, right? So, and it's what we do with our ashes afterwards. And I've actually been thinking about that quite a lot recently, to be fair. And Anika Rice, yes, her of Treasure Hunt, it was, came up with something genius. Now, I've also looked up others, right, what you can do with the ashes, right? It's a bit of fun as well. That's what it's about, right? So, yes, vinyl records, yes, you can actually have a playable 7 or 12 inch vinyl record. You can have a bit of your ashes put into that as well. Although, to be fair, I did think of that and I thought, yes, that is me, really. But I don't trust my lot. They'll break that after the first time. No one will be able to play it. Oh, you can put it in jewellery as well, from anything, from earrings to charm beans to sort of cufflinks and stuff like that. Have them in diamonds and things. Or you can even send them into space. Now, I didn't know that. That would be rather fun, to be fair. Tattoos. There's loads of things that you can have done. I suppose one of the most popular is when people scatter them as well at the sea. There's even cuddly toy keepsakes as well. Hourglasses is one that's quite a good one. Yes, but anyway, back to Anika and Rice. Now, she says that she's arranged for her ashes to be used in paintings when she dies, because she doesn't want to be left in the garage in a box. Fair enough. But she says, like, she's asked artist Maggie Humblin to create three, like, seascape pieces with blue lumpy paint. I wonder why it'd be lumpy. That will have her remains in. Now, the painters then will be given to, like, the treasure hunt stars, yes, right, kids. Now, she said, Anika, that I'm happy to ask Maggie, probably one of our greatest living artists, I think so, if she will use the paint, which will be kind of lumpy. Yes, we know what now, Anika, yes. Annika, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, her kids will be presented then with the artwork each, which says will be hopefully be better than them having her ashes in a box under the stairs. I think that's a brilliant idea, that one.
Of you, the
Welcome to award-winning care and luxurious living at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. We offer residential, nursing and dementia care delivered by highly trained and dedicated staff with spacious accommodation, light and airy apartments, expansive communal areas and gardens that allow residents to retain their independence in style. Join us for a look round and discover what life is like at Avery Collection at Brentwood Arches. Visit our website to find out more. Search for Avery Healthcare.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Oh, we're back here on Phoenix FM at 3:45 on Monday the 2nd of October. How did we get to October so quick? I've no idea. It'll soon be Christmas. I'll have to start looking at what presents I need to get, actually. I might start buying them now, actually, because it gets so expensive throughout the year, doesn't it? We are going to have another track now from the 80s, going back with Blondie and Call Me.
Yeah.
call me. Well, you can't call me, but you can email radio@phoenixfm.com and let me know what you want to hear as well. So thanks for all your requests so far. Now, we're almost 50 minutes already into the show. How did that happen already? I don't know. I always surprise myself with time. I've got absolutely no concept of it anymore. Anyway, birthdays. Talking about birthdays. Oh, do you know what? I even forgot what age I was the other day. It was my birthday last week and I completely forgot what age. I took a couple of years off it. I won't tell you what it is, but yeah, I'm getting on a little bit. Right. Now, birthdays, going back to birthdays, there is, 1950, actually, Mark Rutherford was born. Do you know who he is? Yes, guitarist of Genesis. And I'm going to play The Invisible Touch, but he was also in another huge band, back in the 80s especially. Do you know what it was? I'll let you know after.
My heart.
Yeah, he's also founder of Mike and the Mechanics with the voice of Paul Carrick. I always thought they were quite similar as well, anyway. Right, now, coming up in a second, we've got this... Oh, goodness me, no, in the second hour. Are we going to be seeing what's predicted to be the highest cause of divorce next year? Yes, in next year, they can predict it, and the facts are here. You may be surprised by the results. We've got fab music coming up as well, but taking us up to the top of the hour. Got Primitives with Crash, so stay tuned.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.